Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hashtag in your world on Drive 959.
So, Skumba, just saw a headline there on the TV. There was just Liv Zuma alone because he's no longer a member. Well, he's still a member. But he started his own party. And you know what? You know, guys, when you get older, né, as you age, né, there comes a point where you don't give a damn.
They want him to come on the 7th of May to sit in front of them so that they discipline him. Wow.
So the question is, will he go?
No, not him. Would you go if when you were him?
I'm Venda, so I'm not Zulu.
I have my own political party. Yeah. Why would I need you?
But he's still but he's still a member.
Okay, so
of the ANC.
If he does not go and appear before the disciplinary committee, what's the worst thing that will happen to him?
Exactly.
They'll officially kick him out.
And then what is the worst thing that's going to happen to him? He's a disgrace president already. He's got his other political party that he's pushing.
Yes.
How can you hurt him politically? How?
You can't.
You can't. Come on.
So it's going to be an intriguing one. We're looking forward to this one.
Maybe there's some benefits that he still gets from the ANC.
Not from the government.
No, from the government.
As a former president, yes.
So maybe if he doesn't go...
No, it's a government thing. It's not an ANC thing.
There's none.
There's no loophole.
So they can't hurt him anyway.
No. They can
only hurt him if he does not become a president again. But otherwise, it's going to be interesting to see if he will go. But you know, he might just go there for fun.
This guy, well, he didn't want to go to the commission.
He's going to go to DC.
I'd
go there wearing a short vest. Sure, chances. And then?
So, because you know, if should he decide to go, right? The members and his followers will definitely be present outside and they'll be singing.
He'll
probably go there, but not even go inside. Ask Kule Langapandi. So it's going to be very interesting. Yo, South Africa, alive with possibilities. We love this country. Anyway, hashtag in your world today, this afternoon. What's happening in your world? I picked up a very interesting story today, posted by the real Buddy J. He says, I got married at the age of 40. My wife had her first child at the age of 49.
So there's still hope.
Yeah. So if there's anything you want to do, focus on age. Sometimes the best things that will happen to you comes at a point in life where you are not looking and think it is too late. So what's your take on it? Because what's also interesting, last week I saw a picture of the great actor, what's his name? Robert De Niro. He's 80 years old. He's got a 10-month-old baby. So it's never too late.
Yeah, but that baby looks Chinese, but that's a story for another.
Yeah, but the woman is.
The woman is Chinese.
So what?
this dude.
So that's what's happening in my world.
Yeah.
What's happening in your world? Would love to hear from you. Robert De Niro, 80, has a 10-month-old. And I know people were also complaining about, what's his name? Nick Cannon. Guys, as long as a person is able... afford to provide for their kids, it's none of our business, because I'm sure someone is going to say, hey, he's 80 years old. Yes, and you think, and you're probably saying, this guy can live to be 110. Life is full of surprises.
It is.
You always have that family member or someone that you know that they look frail, and everyone's, oh, I like me, let's prepare my policy. We are humble.
Unsurprised, and they outlive all.
Scuba, you know it, ne? Yeah, family members. He's frail. He's so frail. He'll be an ancestor. Life is unpredictable, guys.
Yeah, that's why they say don't always look at age. Look at what you want to achieve. No man IP age. I know people that only have their matric when they are 50 years.
Support sticks, Mabuse.
Support sticks,
Typical example.
Like my mom told me matric Sega 7s.
Yeah.
She was like, I want to go back to school.
I know someone lost their virginity at 48.
Wow, that's
It was
good.
A struggle, though. But they lost it.
She
should have just left it at 48.
Oh my God. But it is, I mean, we put the pressure on ourselves when it comes to the age tag. We are the ones that think at 30, you must have everything figured out. You must already pop. Mm. You must have done all the shows in the world. And it doesn't work like that.
No, it should not work like that. You can always decide to do things differently. Like, I know with white people, they'll surprise you. At the age of 48, 49, you'll see them with two kids.
Yeah.
Same time.
Yeah.
Because they blend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? 18, huh? My people, black people.
Glenn, titorita koshem, yeah, ting negeta in hope you would say hi. At the age, actually, next week, Thursday, I'm turning 46. So
yeah.
At that age, I'm still going to get a baby. Yeah, titorita koshem, yeah. I think ting negeta in hope.
Oh, sorry. You see?
And guys, with the technology that exists now, there's no such thing that you can't even dream about it. I think it's a very feasible, plausible dream. And maybe soon I'll be inviting you guys
to
my wedding.
How old was Janet Jackson when she got her
50.
Baby? Exactly.
She was 50.
So,
sometimes we put ourselves under pressure. Say, if I get 25 from Pumelalde, no.
Black people will be like, where are you going to get the energy to chase this child when you have... Who says you're going to chase the child? You run around with the child. Janet Jackson has 10 helpers, guys. She has no time to chase this child around. So, exactly. No, it can be done. You decide, you plan properly, and then leave the rest to God. What's trending in your world?
Ooh, I've just been busy, guys. You know, I haven't actually taken a breath since yesterday.
Yeah.
So I got home late as well. I got late. Today I was running around. I drove to Woodmead. I was everywhere. So what's training in my world is that I need a PA and a chauffeur.
Mm.
Some of the tasks I have on a day-to-day cannot be done.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what's training.
Skumba is a PA, I think.
Yeah, Skumba's got a PA, a manager, a road manager.
Mm.
And the road manager that manages the road manager.
And a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
You know what's happening in my world? Thank you for asking. I need something that will make my kids to not lose their school jerseys. I need somewhere in their bodies. I'm buying a third jersey today. Third.
That means that wherever...
It's April.
Yeah. But the other one...
So where do they lose jerseys? At school?
At school?
It means by a change school. Change schools. Change schools. No, I mean...
You gave him a solution.
No.
Because you should find that jersey if they lost it at school.
Lost and found
counter.
Yeah,
there is.
No.
That's cool. How much are you paying your school fees?
120 rand.
Yeah, no.
Explains
it.
What are you saying about
Yeah, I mean, we're just saying nothing.
We're just saying that school in particular.
Yeah.
By a church.
Yeah.
So, I'll pass the message to the principal.
Please pass the message, because me and Khomutso, we are not scared.
Absolutely.
I got inspired to just go back to school 10 years post my honors degree, and I just decided I'm going back to school to do my master's. And I'm 32, you know. I know I feel like I could have done it earlier before getting married, before having kids, but I didn't. So I'm embracing it now. I think it's tougher now that there's so many added responsibilities, but we've got this. We all have got this. We just need to push and do our level best at whatever age, whatever circumstances.
But you know what I found interesting is that as you age, you become a better person. You are able to deal with things and you become successful.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khomutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.